So we basically came up with a set of basic tests we want to do and want to invite others to participate in. A first test is supposed to just test a basic Hydro implementation in spherical symmetry and make sure that, you know, the EOS implementation. Of course, we take EOSs from the EOS makers, but then every group sort of post-processes that and puts it into their format and so on. And this is going to be just a simple adiabatic collapse and a collapse with the Liebendorfer YE of rho prescription. Will provide routines that that do the YE of rho, and the metric will be how good are we actually conserving entropy in the adiabatic case, and how good are we reproducing the entropy and maybe the evolution of the central density, and how different are things? It's basically to educate ourselves about the quality of our codes and let us help find problems. The other test is multi-D, and I put RFD means responsible for detailed definition of the problem, because we agreed in general, but we have to work out the details of these test problems. So Ricardo Rodrigo is going to be responsible for the 2D and 3D SASE initial conditions. So he had these nice papers where he had idealized initial conditions that are easy to set up and easy to run. And we can compare, for example, the saturation amplitudes and how a spherically symmetric, a spherical polar 3D code will compare to a Cartesian code. So that's something that actually hasn't been tested for the SASE. And would educate us about the codes and how different things will be. And the third one is probably the most challenging test, and Bronson is going to be responsible for that one. Is to do test our various approaches to radiation transport. First with a simple isotropic sphere test problem, and then taking data that's freely available. Coming from a Liebendorfer et al. 2005 paper where there's 100 milliseconds postbounce profile that we'll use to solve for the radiation field, neutrino radiation field, with a shared set of microphysics and just comparing the different transport solvers and making sure that we at least get some kind of baseline convergence at a lower level, not actually doing the evolution, just getting a stationary radiation field out so that we get some baseline agreement. And the other thing was we talked a little bit about bringing microphysics to binaries, and also there checking that our codes do the basic thing. And the basic thing here is to take an isolated neutron star, take a simple basic equation of state, the LS220, perturb it, and look at the oscillation spectrum. And try this out with gravity turned off in the so-called Kalling approximation with a fixed space-time, and try it with full space-time evolution. But for that, we have to define where the outer boundary will be, because that has an influence on the evolution. And the advanced test will be to take a hot isolated neutron star and just let it evolve with whatever neutrino transport treatment or a fake neutrino transport treatment we have, and do that for 10 milliseconds in 3D and compare the result. And that should give us a baseline understanding of how well the different codes compare. So we'll also write this up and invite other people who are not here today to participate, in particular the Kyoto group and the AI and the Garching groups, so as a baseline test for microphysics and binary simulations. So that's basically the upshot of our breakout session. So I'll invite Chuck to talk about the outcome of the EOS and neutrino session.
So maybe it was because I'm much more disorganized. I don't think we've formulated benchmarks, but There are significant composition differences among model equations of state at higher densities, and we want to explore those. So the composition is very sensitive to the interactions assumed. You change the interaction a little bit and can change the composition. And composition can matter a lot. For example, the shear modulus depends on the charge of the ions and the distance between them and so on. So I think we want to understand composition differences. Are they problems with a given equation of state, or is it just uncertain? Different realistic equations of state can give significantly different answers. And then given an equation of state, we can certainly provide shear moduli as a function of density and temperature, depth in the star, and we can go ahead and tabulate some of those shear moduli so that then these binary mergers or other simulations can understand what the crust is like. I think we just got to the neutrino reactions towards the end of the period, and I don't think we've gotten so far yet.
And I'll see you at the Kesh bar at the barbecue thingy.